It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's fully charged. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
guys,
morning.
Something really exciting has just happened and there is a fourth person in studio right now.
I'm just staring at the ground.
So basically, as we were sitting here recording our podcast post-show, who walks past only David Hammond's new crush, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, his crush in the world of architecture and interiors.
And we said, hang on there a second, Dermot Bannon, would you come in and enlighten our David Hammond with
give
your
our
presence?
Dave a little treat. Dave has been wrecking our street cred. We're meant to talk about like Love Island and kind of like the cool young stuff and what have you. David is very much talking about polished concrete floors and open plan kitchens. Woo! So we thought, let's get the expert in to weigh in.
Can we talk to him?
Yes, let's
Hi,
do
Dermot.
It. I'll shut
Good
up.
Morning.
Hi, Dermot. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for dragging me in.
I'm so happy they did. This is amazing.
I was here to talk about Love Island on another channel.
Well, what are your thoughts?
On Love Island, I couldn't care less.
The villa's laid out nice, though, isn't it?
I did.
Just one sec. You kind of have to eat that microphone. Sorry, Dermot.
Oh, I have to eat that microphone.
Okay.
There you go. There we go. So can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect. Much better.
So Love Island, back to Love Island.
Yeah, please. The villa is like, it's all open plan.
It's been a long time since Maura was on it.
Oh yeah, very good.
And we were all watching it then, a little bit obsessed, and I haven't really watched.
That's a good year to tap out. To be fair,
I think so. Yeah.
Would you be kind of just really impressed though by the architecture of the villa itself, the different layers?
This is very Spin conversation. I love this. Is this your first time on Spin?
No,
it isn't.
No, it's probably been a while.
Okay, okay. It's been a bit.
That's allowed.
That's all right. But welcome back.
Yeah, but it's my demographic. No.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, they have this idea, right? Yeah. That Room to Improve is for the old ones, and I completely disagree. It is for also the young people who will one day dream of owning a home.
Yeah. Sorry, I will say I watch it religiously. I watch it all.
I have been. I get people coming up to me, age 12, 13. I was at the Ideal Home, or not the Ideal Homes, the Young Scientists exhibition.
Oh yeah.
Last
oh
week,
yeah.
And they were banging on the windows.
Mm.
Where is it? Electric Picnic.
Yes,
I now, actually have a funny
Emma
story.
Has a funny story what? About this.
I was staying in the same campsite as you at Electric Picnic. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was last year or the year before, but I think it was the year before actually, because I think it's changed. But you know the way you could walk through the main arena?
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. It went out your luggage, you could go straight to the car park.
Yes.
And then the LBs would say you can't go through the car, you can't bring your, like if you're leaving your bags and everything through the main arena, so it's the car park, you need to walk the whole way around the site. Yeah. And you were stuck having that conversation through the gate. I was just walking in for a boogie and you had all your bits and you were like, sure I can't just get through.
I will come and ruin your kitchen.
Saying, do you know who I am?
No, you can't.
There's always someone watching you. There's always someone watching.
Listen, if you can't use it there, when can you use it?
Exactly.
I've had drunk 19-year-old lads saying it would be an incredible honour to have you on my shoulders.
Oh my God.
I love that.
I was there, okay. Right. So, whenever I'm talking to people, they're all ages. They're all ages.
You are kind of like Ireland's cool uncle. Is that cool? Is that okay to say?
As long as you didn't say cool granddad.
No, God no. Definitely
no,
not.
Uncle territory.
You look younger than I do.
And when these people of all ages come up to you, what's like the number one like heckle that you get? What's like, oh yeah, they always
do me kitchen.
That. Yeah.
The budgets.
Well, yeah, we are interested in the budgets.
That line, did I?
No, it's grand. No, but I mean, we do all have 300 grand to play with.
So sorry, the heckles are, what's the budget?
No, because people
the budgets are crazy
the whole time. I don't get a huge amount of heckles. Like, what was the best heckle? Somebody, a taxi driver, once rolled down his window and roared over me, "You need a new calculator." That was, but some of the heckles are very funny.
Okay, that's good.
I wouldn't let that beep, beep, beep draw a line in the sand. Yeah.
Now, when Dermot Bannon walked in, he said, I've been doing this for 4 weeks, because obviously we're on episode 4 this Sunday is the finale of Room to Improve on Sunday, 9:30 at RT1. Mm-hmm. Very excited about it.
Ask all your questions now, Dave.
I do have loads of questions.
Get them all out of the way.
But as Dermot came into studio, he said, make sure and ask me something now, because I've been asked the same questions for the last 4 weeks.
And I didn't really mean that. You can ask it now. Don't give me a curveball.
So nervous now, right?
Are you?
So he'll be well able. Wait till you see now when he pulls out of his
arse. Don't have anything.
Well, it depends what the question is. So now we've got a bit of tension.
I'm going to ask you probably the question you're asked most in the media.
Okay.
Which is, I'd imagine, what is the most bizarre thing that someone has asked you to put in their house? The reason being, if I heard your man in episode 1 say the word man cave one more time, I was going to go mad. So I'm curious, is there anything else?
Slide.
A slide?
Slide.
From floor to floor.
years. Yeah,
love.
We actually progressed it. It was on Room to Improve. I can't remember how many years ago was it. Actually, it was 13 years ago.
Wow.
My son was born in the middle of that season.
Now that's fun. Do you like that?
We went over to Sheffield to an office complex that had slides that kind of, and they had to, I had to wear a GoPro and go down the slide.
Oh, well. Love this. Fun.
But she was adamant she wanted a slide in her house and it just wouldn't fit.
Oh, right? No.
Because we had to go through the whole technical things. Like, you can't just have a slide drop or you'll kill yourself.
It can't be like one of those free falls.
Yeah, like a water park.
Yeah.
You're not dropping into a pool, you're dropping into your sitting room. Yeah. So we had to do the technical stuff, measure out the resistance from jeans and chinos and all of that on the metal. And then how quickly would you get from top to bottom?
Yes.
It was just too dangerous. We didn't have enough of a slope.
So no slide?
No slide.
It's like you could get the slide, but only if you wore fluffy pajamas. Yeah,
or
from
this
Penny's
curve was
going
to be so big on it that you was going to take over the entire, you'd be sitting on the slide. You'd be watching television sitting in the opening for the slide.
He's watching that lot of ad now going, if only.
If only.
But that's fun though, isn't it? Like, I like people who are a bit quirky like that.
Yeah.
Now that is another question I had, because obviously the show is, you know, what it is, and we get to see these couples or these people wanting to build their house. Are clients different on camera than they are off camera?
At the very beginning, yes.
In what way?
They arrive, they've all got, they're fully made up, they've got the hair, they've just been to the hairdressers, they are whatever you say, Dermot, not a bother. Is this, or like sometimes people say, is this where we have the row?
That's a funny one.
That'll come, sweetie.
And then I suppose at the end of the day, they're spending all their money on their house. They forget about the cameras. So the first couple of days, it is a bit like being on Love Island. Well, kind of, but
you have to sell yourself. It's not that.
It's just that it's the cameras.
They're aware of the cameras.
There's a sound man. There's a cameraman. There's producers. There's directors. There's a bit of a buzz about it. It's something different. That all pulled. Like we film with them for a year.
Yeah.
So after day number three of the cameras,
they're over it.
They don't care.
Yes.
And so they become their real selves, which is when actually that's when we actually start filming.
Really? You know,
the first couple of days are when I go and meet them and we do tour around the house. That's a little bit formulaic. Because we have to see the house. So we have to cover every single room. We have to kind of have the chats. And once all that's out of the way, it's all real. And so, but there's days, like we do 10 days per episode and there's probably a 10-hour day of filming. So it's 100 hours of footage goes into a 52-minute episode.
Oh my God.
So
God bless your editors.
So with that, God bless the editor. Well, I thought you were going to say me there.
Now
he wants to meet the editors.
Get him in.
Get the editors in. Where's Sam and Orla when you need them? It's their money is at stake. Like, and sometimes it can be 300,000. So it's, and their home. So
that is a figure you seem
stop,
to enjoy.
They really do. They do stop caring about the camera. I have more kind of trying to, like, they'll say, I need to talk to you about something and we'll do it off camera. I say, no, we're doing it on camera. I'm trying to steer them back onto doing it on camera. But there's so much happens. I'd spend more time off camera on Room to Improve than I do on camera. So if something has become a storyline, like a terrazzo floor or a big roof light or a mezzanine, I kind of say to them, look, can you hold it until Thursday? I'll talk about everything else, but can you hold that chat until Thursday? Just so that we have to get it real.
Of course.
I think people, like, reality TV is huge, and we were just talking about Love Island, but I think a lot of people do reality TV for fame, they do it for a bit of notoriety and what contract and what deals they're going to have. Nobody's going on to Room to Improve for that. You know,
I know what you're saying. So I want help.
I think it might be the only real reality TV.
Yes.
Because their home is at stake.
And they're paying for it. They're paying for it. So and they're feeling proper emotions and proper stress and proper broke and proper all of the thing. Whereas I think people on other reality TV shows, they know how to fake it up a little bit now.
So what's what's the benefit of going on the show?
They get me.
They get you.
Yes.
Well,
but can they not get? Can you not get you without
the
show?
They can. They get me
I'm with you
for free.
Okay, I'm with
you. So where is it? Yes, I look after loads of projects in the office, but they have to pay for me.
Okay.
Whereas if you go on the TV show, you get me for free.
Do you feel like people should know going into the show that you have a specific style that, like, you're always going to go for? Say, like, the polished concrete.
I don't know.
Well, no, not always. Not always. But
no,
things that you're a fan of, that it's like, this is his style.
Well,
and
a lot of the this week's episode is like, funny that you say that. They bought a house at the height of the boom, had no money to do it up. And what happened was that they their kitchen they got from her mom. All the furniture they got from secondhand stores.
Oh, love it.
Vinted or somewhere.
Class that.
Right. But I had no idea, what do you like?
Yeah.
Because everything they had was repurposed. So sure, what's yeah. your... And they had for had never actually thought about it. They'd only ever in their lives got stuff that somebody else had given
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
So they never had to think, what's my style?
Yeah.
So we went on this journey, what do you like? And there's a really... Well, you see the floor in this place.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a but to get to that, I had to push them out of the comfort. And I asked... can I give away?
Go on.
I'll be look at you all.
Give us
please, we love it.
What did they... So I said, can you do a mood board? Right?
Yeah.
They got AI to do it.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Because they didn't
know
what they were doing. So I was there excited. Oh, God, I'm going to get loads of clashes of images and it's going to be really cool. And it's going to be like a brain dump of all the stuff that they loved. And they were white and they were black. And I knew immediately they were done by AI.
Did you tell straight away? Yeah.
Sure, all the houses were the exact same, just different colours.
Oh, no.
So then we had to... So that's when the push started. I said, right, guys, we're starting from scratch here. And that's when I kind of pushed them out of the comfort zone, brought them to see places.
Yeah.
And actually, once that tap was turned on...
Yeah.
It didn't turn off.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I'd struggle to get going with it because, like, I always imagine, if, say, for example, if I won the lotto and just got a house with nothing done to it, I'd be like,
yes.
Oh, Jesus, I'd have no idea what to do with it. Yeah.
And
exactly.
Do you know, that's the worst thing as you said, winning the lotto, because you've no constraints, right? You've no budget. You can have whatever you want.
And that's,
and that's the worst
problem.
Thing. That's a bit like doom scrolling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people, so having, like, constraints are your friend. Mm. So not being able to do something because you can't afford it, not being able to do something because it won't work,
yeah.
not being able to do something
because this is the shape of
the door,
your house.
That's actually quite cool.
Good. Big, good to have boundaries.
So it's good to have boundaries, yes.
We love it.
Dermot Bannon, an absolute pleasure.
This has been a great day. Fantastic Friday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for dragging me in.
I love it.
Come see us again sometime
anytime.
Soon.
I will.
Okay. Thank you, Dermot.
Thanks, Dermot.